afternoon and welcome to Fruit of Thy Spirit Radio here on the Royal Canos Podcast. It's Friday, March 17, 2023. This marks our 59th episode, Praise God. I am Sister Noelia and I will join you today on this 59th episode entitled Trust in Yeshua. We like to give thanks to Gospel River for God of Grace, God of Glory. Praises and glory to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. I hope you have listened to some of the recent Spanish translated messages of our podcast by our sister Yida. We have been on some missions and also celebrating festive events for our Lord God. This podcast 59 entitled Trust in Yeshua, which was prepared in February, I am now releasing it today. I ask you to listen to it and consider its message. Our Lord is merciful and patient and is waiting still for his flock to return. He is the one true Lord of Lords and King of Kings. In Yeshua HaMashiach, all things are possible. Hallelujah. If this is your first time joining us, thank you for listening in. I am Sister Noelia, and we'll be presenting Trust in Yeshua. Thank you for listening in today, and please consider these messages of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach as they can assist you in your life. We want to express that we do this podcast for the love of God. We will never ask for a donation because we want the integrity of the Lord's message to always remain pure. We would like to thank our music support by GospelRiver.com, as well as some of the independent artists who have contributed to our program. You can find us here on the Royal Canos Podcast, here on Podbean, on iHeartRadio, Listen Notes LA, and FM Player. Please download it, share it, and also encourage others to join in to listen to these messages. Once again, we thank you for joining us and sharing the good news of the great hope in our living King Yeshua. We must never forget that our God reigns, he is alive, lives, and is everlasting. Hallelujah. Today and every day we are here marks a blessed reminder of why we have an opportunity to seek and find our Lord and Savior, Christ the King, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thanks to GospelRiver.com for our God of our fathers. All glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise be to our God in heaven, Lord and King Yeshua HaMashiach. Let's begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And please help us not to fall into temptations or transgressions, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello again, and thank you for joining us on our 59th podcast entitled Trust in Yeshua HaMashiach. Hello and welcome back. With the state of our world, the help of man is useless because of not trusting in God or placing Him at the top of our priorities. By now, perhaps we seem like a broken record, skipping on the same notes and not able to advance to the next tune. And because of the times we are in, I will now read you a script, the parable of the banquet. Matthew 22, 1 through 14. Please turn to your Bibles. When one of those reclining with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is everyone who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." But Jesus replied, "A certain man prepared a great banquet and invited many guests. When it was time for the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But one after another, they began to make excuses. The first one said, 'I have bought a field and I need to go see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I have married a wife, so I cannot come.' The servant returned and reported all of this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said this to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the city and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant replied, 'what you order has been done, and still is still room.' So the master told his servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. For I tell you, not one of these men who were invited will taste my banquet.'" I read this script from Matthew 22 because it has everything to do with what we will be presenting today. Recently, I heard the testimony of a man from Brooklyn, New York, who in fact is an incredible gospel singer. He shared how some 40 years ago he found Yeshua, Jesus. At first, he had rejected the church in his youth because the followers seemed like hypocrites and were close in heart. His wife encouraged him to go to a new church in Brooklyn. He got saved and gave his life to Yeshua, and now sings and offers testimony some 40 years later. What struck me the hardest was that he testified that he tried to help others, family, friends. He prayed for them, but in the end, he became the outsider because they rejected him, but they unknowingly and mostly rejected God. I was astounded because I have similarly experienced the same with some people, family, who have refused to listen or even be willing to open their hearts to Yeshua. When I became saved in Christ Yeshua, I was a new person, and the people who knew me from before, well, they didn't try to hide the fact that they didn't like the new person I became. When a person gets saved and then accepts Yeshua HaMashiach, they are flowing in the Holy Spirit. And some people take notice. In the same sense, by this notice, they don't then decide, "Hey, I need that Holy Spirit in me too. I want to get what thy guy has because it is awesome." Some feel that it is too intensive to their life, that their life, or the life of the saved, is only set for others, that they don't desire such intensity. Although deep inside they know they need it, yet they still shy away because they think they will have plenty of time to face God. Some people think they can keep Yeshua on the side like a good reference for times of those help me God moments. But then they soon forget what he has done for them until trouble returns. In my youth, I witnessed older women celebrating the glory of God, and I thought, they must know something, but are they sure about it? There must be a hitch. I've had family and friends scratch their head at my joy and praise of God. They act as though it's a crime to praise God. Outwardly or talking about Yeshua is too much for them to bear. You know what? It doesn't matter what folks think. It doesn't matter how pleasing to God we are. Hallelujah. The truth is, we are at war. Yes, we're in the middle of it. Hallelujah. The one where good and evil fight. Of course, Yeshua is the winning team, but millions and millions of people are not ready. They're not even looking at the state of the world affairs. They are not considering the state of their own position and standing in God Almighty. They are still continuing in on their quest to keep guarding their life to the fraction of what it was prior to 2020. And do you know what? It's never going back to that predated time. And we will not have peace on this earth because men stopped looking at our Lord God long ago and asking him to guide and help us in his way, not ours. Our Lord Yeshua invites us to a wedding supper, and we are continuing as if we can stop or pause the wedding supper so we can have one more Super Bowl moment or one festive day of love or honoring men who are useless. You know what? They are useless because they will tolerate injustice against the helpless. They will not assist the poor. They will not stand up for righteousness because it is inconvenient. You see, the wicked plot every hour of the day, yet no one goes against it in any meaningful manner. What manner can we go against evil? What did King David do? He believed in the Creator of all life. He professed it, and he held his head high in the face of evil. King David did not cower downward. He did not tell Saul, hey, watch this giant continue to destroy our troops and our people because he's so huge and with that big evil mouth of his, we just need to surrender. No, he did not. He said, by the grace of God's hand, that giant will fall. If we are not ready for the war that is upon our nations, then we better wake up and surrender to the one true God, for he is the only force that can save his people. His people will be saved, but if you are still on the fence, you will not be spared. Because just like King David was confident in our Lord God, we too need to be at that level. I know a lot of folks who have taken long steps to find our Lord, meaning they still think that one day before they die, they can confess their sins and be pardoned by our Lord God. But our Lord has made it clear that our tomorrow is not promised. There are some who think that God will accept sin into heaven. He will not. As he is stated in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Here's the thing everyone is overlooking. God made promises to our forefathers, all the way back to Abraham, that his people, Israel, he would deliver and save. Israel, not the country. It means solely the circumcised in heart. A broken and contrite heart will make their way into heaven, nothing less. So what everyone is overlooking is that God is in the business of redemption, and his specialty is communion and restoration of their broken relations. Therefore, if we are not communion with God, then who is going to show up when the giant shows up to battle you? David states in Psalm 60, "It is not you, O Lord, that did not go out with our armies. Give us help, as help from men is useless." What David meant here is without God, the people will die a final death. Only God can offer everlasting life, but we must remember to call on him. A provision is not for the unrepentant or rebellious. If we are in sin and full of inequities, however, God is merciful, and he will do more than enough when we place him at the helm of our battles. We are facing one of the most disturbing times where evil is plotting to challenge us 24/7. This challenge is short-lived if we commune with God through Yeshua HaMashiach. For those steadfast believers, even they will face hard times, but our Lord Yeshua will win our battles. Hallelujah. Here is where we fall from God's protection. The enemy is not worried about your possessions. He is only after one thing. During the month of February, people were busy celebrating a fake holiday, buying items that symbolize love for another person they hold dear. It was a pagan celebration that was enthusiastically and vaguely celebrated, but in reality, there was evil behind it. What the adversary wants most is to keep you and as many people as possible away from your first love. No, it's not a high school sweetheart or someone you chose to love in the first place. Yeshua HaMashiach is our first and last love. No one can match him. No other God or gods can replace the love of the one true God in Yeshua HaMashiach. If you haven't made it your business to know Yeshua and accept him in your life, then you are truly missing why you were born in this life. The enemy doesn't care about your car, your house, your money, your vices, or sinful ways, because it knows by working hard to maintain these things yourself, you will lose focus on what matters most, the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. When we are so busy with worldly things that we do not commune with God, we lose connection with God through the Holy Spirit, and we do not take time to pray to God, with God, or with our brethren, or with making time for God. Evil lurks around every corner at this very moment. So only fellowship with our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach can we prevail. Think as this: God can remove all curses and restore his people. But if his people are not interested in coming to his wedding supper or preparing for his arrival, then they will be taken away by the force of this world. If we do not pray to God for a new heart and the desire to be redeemed, we are masquerading as his followers and simply accepting the reign of evil. If you believe that God is in control of your life, you are free. You are free. But if you do not live in this sense, you are a slave to sin and participate in death. As stated in the previous podcast, we can only choose one to rule over us. But in doing so, we must act accordingly to the desire of our faithful King Yeshua. There are so many testimonies of Yeshua's life in the Bible, his sacrifice and resurrection. He could have just wiped out everything anew, but people had etched out a life on this earth and were not ready to embrace him or accept his ways over this world. And now, where is humanity? They cry earth crisis. They cry health crisis. They cry human crisis. But in the moment of a disaster and when it strikes, these screamers are silent. Then they want the truth to be silent. They could no more silence the death and resurrection of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Yeshua HaMashiach, than they can silence the sound of God's voice. Hallelujah. For he reigns today, tomorrow, and forever, and will never be silenced. When God speaks, his voice is thunderous. It can split the cedars in the forest. We did not pay for our freedom. Yeshua HaMashiach did. God did it all for the glory of his. Hallelujah. Most people don't glorify God's name. Most people are not looking to God for guidance. Most people think 1 minute prayer is a good communion. Most people are trying to live one more hooray in this world and not an everlasting hooray to the glory of God. Back to my brother from Brooklyn, New York. He professed his salvation and glory to God. He also stated he never looked back to his past because God, through Yeshua, wipes it all clean. And we go forward in God, our future in God, to better things ahead. We're not going back to our father's life, and we are not going back to Egypt. Hallelujah. Pharaoh must let the people of Israel go. Pharaoh must let God's people go. Let God's people go. Let God's people go. For we are free by the grace and the love of God through Yeshua. Praise the living God. Praise the living God, for we are free. Hallelujah. In Psalms 143, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Psalms 27, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalms 32:10, many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. Psalms 37. Psalm 62. Trust in him at all times. O people, pour your heart out before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Isaiah 26:4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courage. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read to you now, and I would like for you to join me. This is a prayer for the trust in God. Please pray with me at this moment. Lord, thank you that you are the God of the impossible. You can do anything. I want to trust in your ability, not my own. Teach me to see difficulties in my life from your perspective. Help me to focus on you and your power. I want to be like Joshua and Caleb, who believed in a good report and focused on you even in hard circumstances. Numbers 14:7-9. My responsibility is to carefully read, trust, and obey your word. Today, I bring before you this difficulty in my life. And at this moment, you can name whatever difficulty it is. Help me not to fear, but to trust in you in this situation. I declare my faith in your ability to fulfill your promises to me. You will fight for me and win the battles in my life. You are mighty, powerful, righteous, and true. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen. Are you ready for the wedding supper of God through Yeshua HaMashiach? Or will you offer some lame excuse for why you were too busy with worldly things to show up? Are you more fearful of men or evilness than to stand apart in God through Yeshua HaMashiach? These are the questions we must place in our hearts before we can answer. But I assure you that yes to Yeshua is the only way back to life. We must raise our voices. This is not a time for staying quiet and letting things pass into more destruction. We have to call on God. We must proclaim His glory and offer testimony for what we are living through at this time. When people become silent, they will eventually remain silent forever, because truth is where justice prevails and must be called in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I hope you have enjoyed this message today, and I invite you to follow up in our next podcast. It is soon coming. Message that continues at this most needed time in history. All of these messages of God at this moment in time can help you and your family and your friends in your life at this moment. I pray for all of you today. I ask God to help you, to encourage you, to strengthen you. All you saints, rise up. Rise up, do not stay silent. In God, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen. We'd like to thank GospelRiver.com for Rise Up, O Men of God. We would like to thank you for listening to our 59th podcast. Thank you for joining us here on the Royal Keynotes podcast. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Listen Notes LA, on Player FM, and right here on our very own Royal Kingdom podcast. Feel free to download it and share it with your friends and family. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to you and our next podcast coming soon. Have a blessed day in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen. You have been listening to the Fruit of Thy Spirit Radio right here on the Royal Kingdoms podcast. Thanks for listening.